Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Russian President Vladimir Putin says there are no plans to adjust Russia's military operations in Ukraine. That's despite recent territorial gains by Ukrainian forces. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Speaking to reporters following a regional summit of Eurasian leaders in Uzbekistan, President Putin insisted there would be no significant adjustments to Russia's military campaign. Putin said Russian forces were making slow but steady progress towards their objectives in Ukraine, and he justified that pace, claiming Russia is using only contract soldiers rather than its full army in what the Kremlin calls a limited special military operation. Russia's defense ministry has similarly framed the retreat of its forces in northeast Ukraine, a pre-planned regrouping. The territorial losses have prompted some Kremlin loyalists to publicly call for changes in Russia's military strategy, including mass mobilization of the army. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
A tide of people ranging from retirees to British soccer legend David Beckham have been standing in line to file past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II as she lies in state at Parliament. So many people showed up today, authorities had to call a temporary halt to more people joining the miles-long line. King Charles III visited Llandaff Cathedral in the Welsh capital of Cardiff for a prayer service in honor of his late mother. Charles and his siblings are standing vigil around the Queen's flag-draped coffin this evening. The risk of dying from COVID-19 may now be about the same or even lower than the flu for many people, provided they have some form of immunity. That's according to many infectious disease experts. But as NPR's Rob Stein explains, it remains the subject of scientific debate.
Several factors have reduced the risk that someone who catches the coronavirus will die from COVID. That includes the immunity from getting vaccinated, infected, or both, and better treatments, according to White House advisor Dr. Ashish Jha.
If you are up to date on your vaccines, your chances of dying of COVID are vanishingly rare and certainly much lower than your risk of getting into trouble with the flu.
But Jha and others caution that because Omicron is so much more contagious than the flu, many people are still getting sick from COVID, sometimes seriously ill, and some people remain very vulnerable, especially older people and those who have other health problems, especially if they're not vaccinated or boosted. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Biden administration is taking another small step towards the possibility of developing a central bank digital currency known as a digital dollar. Some administration officials say such a move would help reinforce the U.S. role as a leader in the world financial system. A down end to a difficult week on Wall Street. The Dow fell 139 points today. The Nasdaq fell 103 points. You're listening to NPR. After 2 years of pandemic hiatus, one of Germany's major cultural events, Oktoberfest, is back on again this year. Munich's mayor heralded the return of the city's hallmark tourist event, though both brewers and visitors will face some inflationary pressures they probably could not have imagined in 2019. The price of everything from barley and hops to energy to cardboard cases and steel barrels has shot up. As a result, the hefty mugs revelers traditionally hoist will go up 15% since the last Oktoberfest. Air traffic controllers in France are on strike. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports in response the French Aviation Authority is asking airlines to cut their flight schedules there by half.
A spokesperson for the Paris airport operator told French media everything was quiet, but anger simmered below the surface. Ryanair canceled 420 flights, but said 80,000 of its passengers are affected because the strike doesn't just impact flights arriving and departing Paris airports. It also affects planes flying over in French airspace. Europe's largest airline by passengers carried lashed out at the French Air Traffic Control Union in a statement on its website, saying it was inexplicable that thousands of European citizens and visitors had their travel plans unfairly disrupted. The union is demanding a pay raise and wants more traffic controllers hired to ensure proper service and flexibility in the future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Puerto Rico is bracing for a tropical storm that's expected to bring potential heavy rains, possibly resulting in flash flooding. Tropical Storm Fiona, the sixth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, expected to arrive tomorrow. This is NPR.